Please abort and retry.
One level.
Just Reloaded.
JazzReloaded.com.
All our music comes from the heart and soul. Start by listening. It is music that takes its roots from Africa.
Jazz Reloaded.
We embrace the rule, but we are
the collective set of building blocks from which human reality is made.
JazzReloaded.com. Jazz changes.
It's as if there is this great reservoir outside of time and space. Patterns, energy.
This is a very, very important message.
It is a system which has conscripted human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
JazzReloaded.com.
Mankind struggles to give a definition like this.
Combined diplomatic, intelligent, economic, scientific, and political.
Funny? Because I don't know anything about music.
I don't have to know anything about music. Just listen to it, that's all.
First of all, you have to respect your culture.
Come on, Shanky! Are you ready?
Music from the motherland, made in England.
Well, what do you think?
Just open up the mind.
Just so, spoken word, from the roots to the fruits. This is Jazz Reloaded.
I will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, deed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Jazz Reloaded.
This is Jazz Reloaded. Jazz changes.
I'm gonna tell you a secret.
A secret
that the wise ones know.
Wise ones.
That the magicians know.
Magicians.
Now you shall know.
Now you shall know.
So listen.
So listen.
There is no space.
There is no space.
There is no time.
There is no time.
There is no space.
There is no space.
There is no time.
There is no time.
There's only here.
There's only here.
There's only now.
There's only now.
There's only here.
There's only here.
There's only now.
There's only now.
There's only now, there's only here, there's only now. Infinite, eternal existence. Infinite, eternal existence. We all have.
I'm gonna tell you a secret.
A secret
that the wise ones know.
Wise ones.
That the magicians know.
Magicians.
Now you shall know.
Now you shall know.
So listen.
So listen.
There is no space.
There is no space.
There is no time.
There is no time.
There is no space.
There is no space.
There is no time.
There is no time.
There's only here.
There's only here.
There's only now.
There's only now.
There's only here.
There's only here.
There's only now.
There's only now.
There's only here. There's only now. There's only here. There's only now. There's only here. There's only now. There's only here. There's only now.
This moment and all it holds will last forever. We are all immortal.
Oh.
existence. Infinite, eternal existence. Infinite, eternal existence. Infinite, eternal existence.
No time, space. Space, no time, space. Space, no time, space. Space, no time, space. Space, no time, space.
This is just reloaded.
Start my
listening. You are
being
taken under our powers.
Well, what do you think?
Jazz.
Fusion.
Jazz. This is just reloaded. Just for the rest of us.
For the rest of us.
What's listening? What's listening?
Okay, okay. So before we go any further, I've got to get everybody's names because my head's like a sieve and I forget everybody's names. So from left to right, can you just say who you are, a little bit about yourself, where you're from?
Cool. This is Conrad the Scoundrel from Southeast London. I'm a grime, well, just, I'm just a pretty good MC. Okay. And I'm here with United Vibrations as a cameo. Yes, that's done my part.
I'm Wayne. I play sax and do vocals in United Vibrations, also do a bit of electronics.
Cool, my name's Ahmad, I play trombone and do vocals also.
I'm Kareem, I'm the bass player and vocalist in United Vibrations.
I'm Youssef Days and I'm the percussionist and a bit of vocals in United Vibrations.
There you go, United Vibrations featuring Conrad the Scoundrel. Now, I know it's a common thing, like, you know, they say like brother a lot, but you guys are actually brothers as well, aren't you? Yeah. There's three brothers here. So how did this thing come together, this band, this concept or whatever it is that you call it? How did it really happen?
Well, originally in 2003 the band started, and that's long before my time joining the band. But as we currently stand, it's been over the last 3 years as this lineup. And I think it really organically happened. I'll pass it on to Marv as he can tell you a bit more about the early days.
Yeah, I mean, we just wanted to meet up for a jam once a week back in 2003, and we got our first gig, and we were like, well, now we've got a gig, we've got to call ourselves something. So once you've got a name, you're a band, really, and we've been playing ever since. And as Wayne was saying, about 3 years ago, he joined. We stripped back from an 8-piece to a 4-piece. And all the tunes we're currently playing, all the tunes that are on our current album, Galaxies That Goes, we've written and come up with since we've become this 4-piece you see now.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the album, Galaxies Not Ghettos. You guys are just turning it out fresh.
Well, we like to keep it fresh.
Okay, okay.
Keep it current.
So is there a theme, is there a thread going through the album, or is it a collection of studio tracks, or how did it kind of...
I think all the tracks that are on the album were... When Wayne joined the band, we did a lot of busking and playing on the streets, and we wrote a lot of our material like that, and the songs on that are the first songs we wrote together, and the first time we started using our voices and writing lyrics with the chants and melodies with the voice. But there is definitely a thread in the album, Galaxies Not Ghettos. They're all written in the same period, like the same batch of songs. But yeah, I mean, you just gotta buy it and check it.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm definitely gonna check it out. Okay, so where on the internet could we find out more about you guys?
UnitedVibrations.co.uk.
Okay, UnitedVibrations.co.uk.
That's it.
Okay, top five cats that you guys are listening to at the moment, UK cats.
Feeding Sound Species, which is another group of brothers doing some brilliant instrumental music.
Shabaka Hutchins on saxophone.
That guy.
Yeah, we was busking with him last week in Brixton.
Okay.
And yeah, he's wicked.
I've been listening to Ruby and the Vines. They've got a debut EP out in a minute. Another band from London that is playing some amazing music. Three piece.
Sins and Agree, they're a Bristol-based band. It's led by a guy that's from Mauritius. They create an interesting mix of the two cultures.
I think it's pronounced Zunzun Egwe.
Zunzun Egwe. Zunzun Egwe.
Zunzun.
They're Zunzunegui.
Okay, of the stuff that you've done together as a group, you know, bearing in mind the 12-piece, the 4-piece, Conrad, the album, all the different individual tracks, what would you say collectively is the best thing that you've worked on, or the thing that you've most enjoyed, and why?
That's a tough one. What's the best?
Your favourite?
I think my favourite has been this one, working with Conrad.
Oh, same, man.
Yeah. We made this track about a month ago before the riots, and it was like it was instrumentalist, and we had our own vocals in it, but we kind of heard Conrad's kind of vibe on it. And then we done one rehearsal, he had his lyrics already that he had written, and it just worked, it just vibed, it had energy. And then it was just crazy how the riots and stuff happened, and it feels like this is the time for our, this tune to, this is our message to kind of come across. I don't know, yeah.
From beat to hip hop, from soul to soul, from rhythm and blues to drum and bass, from broken beats to spoken word, from reggae to rock, from Africa to the world.
Shot in the face. Did God save them?
Save them, save them, save them.
Down. The flag, the glory.
world like direct debit. Rinse it out like £10 credit. Swear they're gonna enslave man, that all turn man to a caveman. If there was a tidal, run to the hills and turn tribal. It's vital, end of your survival. You make mistakes, build it on our heads. Say you're sorting out the problem, when it kicks off you'll be dead. Haters, fakers, old troublemakers. You left your shit around, now it's on our trainers. Kids, don't listen to the adults. I said kids, don't listen to the adults. They weren't wearing no socks. Making money, money, money while the world rocks. I seen the face of the earth, it needs Botox. Penny for your thoughts and the pound for your lies. Government gangsters, pimps in disguise. The planes kinda look like stars in the sky. Then they dropped a bomb down and made everybody fry.
Situation the last couple of months, because I've heard a hell of a lot from Theresa May and Ian Duncan Smith, but how are you guys seeing it from your point of view? Because obviously you're hearing a lot about the youth, but I've actually got, you know, five reasonably young gentlemen, well dragged up, as they say. But what's been your take on the whole situation? What do you think the problem is, or what do you think the solution is?
Whoa, there's a long list of problems which haven't started any time recently, which cause incidents like these, which happen, you know, it seems to happen time and time again at different generations at different times. And I think, you know, people, you can blame the government, because there's some things which they're definitely, you know, are to blame for, but I think also there's two sides to every story, so we have to think about what's happening within our own community. And I think the time has come for people to take control of their own destinies and not to sit back and wait for somebody that you perceive has higher power than you to, you know, lead the way. You're the leaders of your own destiny, and it's time for us to take charge of our communities. And I think for me, the three things which I think a lot of the youth need to learn is precision, dedication, and the ability to, I guess, persist with anything that they want to. So I think those are very key things in succeeding in life. If you don't have them, then you're not equipped. And I think you need to have those, and then anything is possible, no matter how hard the hurdles.
So what would you say your influences, the things that have made you maybe different to other people, your generation? What are the things that you can draw back on to say they put you in a different mindset? Right into to steal nappies and pampers and
tea bags. Yeah. I saw someone walking out of Tesco's with a box of tea bags.
Tea bags?
Is England.
Well, you know what? It's funny, man. You know, because we say all the time, you kill for a cup of tea, innit? So, but which local store were you probably most upset about seeing?
None of our local shops really got here where we live.
I think it was sad that quite a lot of the independent shops.
Yeah.
That they're not really got a big chain. People were targeting those, and it's like there's people, that's your local, you should be respecting that, and kind of.
It's the small family owned businesses that are going to be hit the hardest. You know, you're paralysing your own people when you do that. So, whoever's business it is, if they're small and they're independent, you've got to feel for them because they've had to work to get that, had to work to earn that to make it a shop.
Tunes that change your life, and why?
Lanquidity, Sun Ra.
Okay, and why?
The harmonics and the texture of it for me is one of the times when I realised music was more than sound, it was more than emotion, it was more than physics. It's like literally the ability to go into a different dimension, just beyond words.
Jazz Reloaded. One voice. One voice. Giant steps. Giant steps.
I was going to talk about the rioting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you can look at it in a negative way, but I actually think it could have been a positive thing if it had a bit more direction. I think it was sad that a lot of youth were doing it in their own ends. Because I kind of feel against what's happening. I'm 18 and I feel kind of a little bit suppressed, and there's nothing to do. The summer's been dead and it's like, what do you do? Where everything's been cut, and it's like, but at the same time, my way of speaking was through the music, and that's why we went busking. I let rip, and that was my way. Instead of going to a shop and taking a pair of Nike shoes that don't mean nothing to me, or TV, that's part of the problem. Because there were all these young people that they think that's what they need, when it's not what you, that's not what you need. But at the same time, I think it was mad how so many people came together and they, police weren't ready for that, and got then everyone was so shocked. And I think if they had a bit more political direction and maybe went up to Downing Street and all them bankers, I don't know, I'm not going to go on that one. But,
well, yeah. Where do you think that young people are going wrong with young people at the moment? And how do you think music can help?
Well, it's just a reflection of the times and a reflection of our culture, you know. We're born into this, you know, from day one, culture indoctrination. I think it's just a real honest picture of where this society is at, and it's not a pretty picture, to be honest. I mean, you can get into, I think there's so many different angles you can come at it from, you know. You can look at food, you can look at education, you can look at, you know, the economics if you want, you can look at the politics, because you can come at it from any angle, but whichever way you want to dice it, it ain't pretty, you know. And I think sooner or later we're going to have a mass consciousness event to awaken ourselves to the reality of living on this planet together. And I think I think we're still waiting for that time. I think we're living in a bit of a delusional state where no one's really in touch with anything of any substance. Well, I'd say no one. I mean, the majority of people living in an urban setting where you live in your concrete box and everything's just synthetically packaged up in plastic and given to you, and it's that detachment. I think other people, it's not everyone, but it's the vast majority of the urban community, say. And I think, yeah, I mean, you know, things like, it happened in New Orleans, they had the Katrina disaster there. I think that brought home harsh reality over there about the state of what they were living in, you know. And I think events like that, I mean, that's a completely different kettle of fish. That's way bigger. And but the fact they have the natural element, it connects the nature of nature. But I think there's some similar issues over here, which relate. Which I think just modern living is detached from reality.
Well, I think, you know, we're a society that feeds its people consumerism. We define ourselves by the things we buy, the things we wear, the amount of money that's in our wallets. So is it any surprise that when people do go nuts, lose it, the first thing they do is go for the shops? You know, it says something about the society. I think the fact that it was looting, yeah, it says a lot about the society we live in, you know. It's a society about buying stuff, you know. The government wants us to buy, the corporations want us to buy. They want us to work our butts off day in, day night, so we can go out and give them more, you know. And, you know, I think there's something innately wrong with a society that bases itself around consumption.
Tunes that change your life and why?
Buffalo Soldier by Bob Marley. It's been one of my favourite songs since I can remember. Always loved it. And just the way he's able to put across real powerful stories, songs, meanings in his music, you know? Anyone can get it, you know? I think it's something very special. I mean, that just a song. I love all of them, but perhaps I love that one from the earlier song, I say.
Buffalo Soldier, dreadlocked Rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America, stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. I mean it, when I analyze the stench,
soldier, and he was taken from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. Said he was a buffalo soldier, trained like a rasta. Buffalo soldier in the heart of America.
Bye. by listening.
You are the Megan Under Armour Power.
This is Jazz Reloaded.
Well, what do you think?
Jazz Fusion.
This is Jazz Reloaded. Jazz for the rest of us.
I think with the youth, particularly, a lot of them, I had teachers, you know, real teachers, people that can teach them about life. Like, you know, you get taught about maths and English and all of these things, but we don't really get taught about life. And life schooling is what you really need to kind of survive and, I guess, prosper, because there's no point in having lots of knowledge if you can't use it. And there's lots of people that are, you know, older or maybe even from world war privileged backgrounds that have a better education, but I wouldn't necessarily say that they're happy people. They just don't have a need to loot, you know. It's on record that people like David Cameron, when they were at university in Oxford, they would go into pubs and break them up, the same way that the youngsters are doing it. There's no difference. It's just that the youngsters that don't have these things are going to go and take these things because they don't have it. That's one of the biggest differences. But in terms of, you know, so, you know, having fulfillment from your life, those aren't the things, as they never ever do. It just gives you, you just end up wanting more and more, and that chain will can keep on continuing on and on and on. That's, to me, is pointless. Until there's no planet left.
No resources left to make this.
No air, no water.
So for me, I think, you know, like the first thing which needs to be taught is self-discipline. You need to have discipline with yourself. And, you know, if you don't have that, then these things are gonna carry on happening. And then once you've got discipline, then you need to know what you want to do and have that intuition, and then be able to persist with it through however long it will take you to get where you need to go. And then the sense of achievement which you get after doing that, I guess we get that from music, it will be greater than just taking something, and you'll be more fulfilled at the end of it. So I think we don't have any sort of work ethos. I think other countries have that, you know. I think maybe other European countries, say such as like Germany, probably have a better work ethos than we do. Like, they don't have the same banking crisis. Everybody's fine. The whole world market's crap. It's like, well, yeah, we might have to cut back a little bit, but we're not going to have to change our lifestyles. We're still going to be able to keep it, you know.
I think we really get a good example from like the leaders, like, of society. Think of like, you know, somebody got, I don't know how many months, but four or five months for like stealing a bottle of water that was £3.50. And then you got the expenses scandal, where just politicians take whatever they want. Like, what's the difference? One wears a tie around their neck, the other one wears a bandana or something. And like, we're watching like for ages, you know, people like taking our tax money and like getting moats. Who needs a moat? You know, downloading porn on my tax. What are you doing?
Well, you see, like, because of the fire, you saw all of the fires, they thought if he had a moat, maybe not, I don't know. But okay, where are we going right at the moment? Where are we doing things good? Have you got examples? Can you think of anywhere where things are working well?
The day after, the riots, look at that, everyone came out to clean up the place. I mean, I think that was a great moment, that Peckham High Street, and people putting up things on the windows saying they love Peckham. And in a way, the response from the community really was even more powerful than the riots, because it showed that actually there is a very strong community in London, and people, that's what kind of annoyed me about the riots, the fear, because I think the fear kind of stopped people really realizing their own strength. And that, if you know, there was only, if you look at all the numbers, all the people in all of London, all the communities, we could have all just come out and stopped it on the before any of it happened. But I mean,
I think that happened in certain,
yeah, exactly,
places.
The Turkish, like, did it, the Sikhs, yeah, they come out and they defended their thing, and nothing happened there. And
the Turkish people in Stoke,
yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. The Turkey, they did that. And I think it's a shame that everyone gets so scared and they're locked in. But then happened to the day after, when it was daylight, everyone came out and they just, you know, got out their brooms and on the whole cleanup thing. In a way, that was a bigger thing than the riot. There's more people involved with the positive reaction, which shows that actually it's London has got a lot of good things going for it. And don't let us be portrayed as this negative place where, because, you know, because off the back of this, you know, you've got all these racists who are trying to jump on it and turn it into a race thing, and like trying to just whip up this negative hysteria, which hasn't got nothing to do with anything. It's completely irrelevant. Like, you know, this David Starkey brother, all these people coming out and talking nonsense. Like, these people need to just keep their yap shut, man. They don't know, like, when was the last time you come down and actually
got involved in anything that's going on in London, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, so why are you sitting in your little comfy chair in the studio commenting about things you don't know about, you know? So I just, okay. Yeah.
I've got to warn you, like, we do allow lots of kind of words on this show, but David Starkey, we're probably going to have to edit it. Yeah.
We'll be back after these messages.
Beep.
This is Jazz Reloaded. Jazz changes.
Natural Eloquence is the brand new album from HKB Finn. Natural Eloquence has an array of blissful gems like When Night Falls and the ultra fresh sounds of All Around.
Looking for my sanctuary, looking for my time, looking for a place to find a better frame of mind. A space
and
to
features
embrace
the serene and highly rated Dreams of You.
And I'm so
Natural Eloquence has been praised as Mojo Magazine's Urban Album of the Year and has been described as totally refreshing by Debbie Gold of Resonance FM. An amazing piece of work, playvibes.com. And French magazine Strada called it Musique Magnifique. Natural Eloquence, the brand new album from HKB Finn. Out now on iTunes.
What's going on, people? This is Akala. Illestate Records. Double Think out now. Big up jazzreloaded.com. Keep it locked. Don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.